welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hi, Isaac and Jonathan. Hi, Riley and Remy, and all the other boys and girls listening with us today. I'm so glad you're here to spend time with Jesus. Now join us as we sing our songs. Let's practice sharing. The more we do it, the easier it is. If you have two toys or two books, go get them quickly for our next song. You want to find something right by you, two toys or two books. And then while we sing, hand it to somebody near you. If there's no one by you, maybe you can pass it to a stuffed animal. Let's sing the sharing song.
I have two dollies and I am glad. You have no dolly and that's too bad. I'll share my dollies for I love you. And that's what Jesus wants me to do. I have two Bibles and I am glad. You have no Bible and that's too bad. I'll share my Bibles for I love you. And that's what Jesus wants me to do.
We are going to sing Praise Him, Praise Him. You can clap your hands or wave both your hands up in the air when we sing Praise Him. When we sing God is Love, you can point a finger up towards the God in heaven, then give a hug to yourself or mommy or daddy. It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question number one. What did Hannah promise to do if God gave her a baby?
To give him back.
She promised to give him back to God to be a helper. Question number two. What did Samuel do when he heard someone calling him at night?
Comes fast.
He came quickly. He thought it was Eli calling him. And question number three. Does Jesus want you to be a special helper too?
Yes.
Yes, of course. He wants you to be a helper too. And to come quickly when he calls. Our lesson today is Creatures That Listen. James 1:19.
Is everyone just healed?
In our Bible story this week, Samuel listened for Jesus. He listened with what? What do you listen with? Your two ears. Do you have two ears? Yes, you do. Now, where are your ears?
My ears and my head.
Yes, they're on the side of your head. In Jesus' animal kingdom, many creatures also listen with their ears. One of the best listeners is the dolphin. Dolphins listen with their two ears. They can also hear sounds with their jaw, which is a bone near their mouth. If you put your hand under your chin, that's your jawbone. You may think you can hear very well, but who do you think hears better? You or a dolphin?
A dolphin.
Yes, dolphins can hear much better. Dolphins make and hear many sounds that people can't even hear. Who's another good listener? Well, here's a clue. They say, hoo, hoo, hoo.
Owl.
The owl is a good listener. Owls like to hunt mice at night because it's dark. Owls use their ears to tell where the little mice are. An owl can hear the tiniest noise. If a mouse rustles some leaves or scurries through the snow, a listening owl will know exactly where the little mouse is. The creature that probably listens the very best is the bat. Bats use their ears to help them fly in the night. When do bats come out?
Night.
That's right. They come out at nighttime. Can you see very well in the dark? No. But the bats use their ears to help them know where they're going. One time, scientists tied strings all over a very dark room. Bats were able to fly all around the room without even touching one string because they were using their ears. Jesus made the dolphin, the owl, and the bat so they could hear well. He wants you to use your ears to listen well, too. When you listen to your mommy and daddy, you make Jesus happy. Jesus also wants you to listen to him, just like little Samuel did. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is 1 Samuel 3:9. Speak, Lord, for your servant hears. Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
Speak, Lord, for your servant hears. Speak, Lord, for your servant hears. Speak, Lord, for your servant hears. 1 Samuel 3, verse 9. Speak, Lord, for your servant hears. Speak, Lord, for your servant hears. Speak, Lord, for your servant hears. 1 Samuel 3, verse 9.
I'm so glad you joined me today. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week, and we'll have a new one out at the beginning of the next week. And in the meantime, we'd love to hear from you. You can write to me at ashley@startingwithjesus.com. Let's have prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us ears to hear. Help us to use our ears to listen to our mommies and our daddies, and help us always listen to you when you call. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our closing song today is Teach Us to Pray. It comes from Thy Word Creations, and you can get their book with the words and pictures from their website. Let's sing Teach Us to Pray.
All the little children came when Jesus bid them come, and we believe the Lord hears every praying little one. So we kneel to start the day, and when the day is done,
and we say, Lord, teach us.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.